USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a strategic failure during a fiery speech in Poland.
Let's remember the hammer blow that brought down the Berlin Wall, the might that lifted the Iron Curtain were not the words of a single leader. It was the people of Europe who for decades fought to free themselves.
Directly following the speech, the White House walked back the president's comments that Vladimir Putin could not remain in power. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change.
What we do have is a strategy to strongly support Ukraine. We've been doing that and rallying partners and allies around the world to do that, including with unprecedented amounts of security assistance.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend of work. I have it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Around 19,000 people are under evacuation orders near the city of Boulder, Colorado, due to a fast-moving wildfire. Brian Oliver is the incident commander.
Most of this property is open space and mountain parks, and they have done tons of mitigation work along that whole southern flank. Lots of mechanical thinning and things like that have reduced the fuel load, and that's given those firefighters a huge advantage in making that progress of stopping the fire.
President Biden is expected to unveil a new 20% tax on the ultra-wealthy as part of his 2023 budget proposal. The billionaire minimum income tax would impact the 700 richest people in the U.S., establishing the tax on all households worth more than $100 million. The document detailing the tax plan states that Biden's proposed levy would reduce the federal deficit by about $360 billion over the next decade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Two active duty soldiers stationed at Fort Hood in Texas have been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in an illegal immigrant smuggling scheme. Isaiah Gore and Denario Williams admitted to conspiring to transport undocumented people. Gore was sentenced to 30 months, and Williams was sentenced to 24 months by U.S. District Judge Marina Garcia Marmolejo. Both sentences also included 3 years of post-release supervision. Taking a peek at what's going on with March Madness, here's USA Radio's Chris Russell.
Two of the men's NCAA's Final Four are set. As Villanova moved up after beating Houston 50-44 in San Antonio last night, it's the third Final Four appearance for the Wildcats since 2016. Duke also made a statement with a decisive 78-69 win over Arkansas, the Blue Devils prolonging the career of legendary head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Later today, 10th-seeded Miami squares off with the top-seed Kansas Jayhawks, and 15th-seeded St. Peter's looks to continue their upset run when they meet 8th-seeded North Carolina.
Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry is resigning from Congress after being convicted of 3 felonies. This ends his 9-term career in the House. Fortenberry said upon returning to Nebraska that he can no longer effectively serve. His last day will be March 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.